Cassidy sipped her coffee as she skimmed the afternoon paper. The words floated in front of her, and she didn't spy anything of interest. It was hard to concentrate when all she could focus on was the words from her father's journal. If anything happens, see Mr. Cunningham at the bank. She had been saying the words over and over in her mind, like a puzzle that needed to be solved. What did Father mean? She had yet to see Mr. Cunningham, and knew that a meeting was needed before she headed to California. She didn't recall Mama going to the bank, as Father handled all the financial affairs. That is probably why his papers were in such disarray. Cassidy hadn't decided yet if asking the banker to come to the house would be rude. She heard Arietta's footsteps coming towards the study. "I should have known you were here," she gently scolded. "I still have quite a bit to go through. I don't know how Father kept his affairs in order. I can barely find anything." "Maybe you should take a break for a little bit. We have company."
"Company?"
"The Reverend is here with a guest," Arietta said, pulling Cassidy's focus away from the newspaper.
"The Reverend? Is there bad news?"
She knew George had spoken to the Reverend shortly after Mama's funeral. George never did tell Cassidy what it was about, other than the clergyman sending a letter to check on Briley.
"Not at all, dear. George invited him for dinner tonight. It seems we may have a solution to at least one of your problems."
Arietta smiled and waited. Placing her cup on the small side table, Cassidy stood and dusted off her skirt. She followed Arietta into the foyer where the Reverend was talking to George. Next to the Reverend was a man that Cassidy didn't recognize. "Clearly he is military," she thought, as his eyes snapped up, landing on her before she had even fully taken in the scene. Not to be deterred, she continued to peruse him. He was tall, much taller than any man she had ever seen. He had to be at least a foot taller than her 5 feet and 2 inches, and he stood head and shoulders above the other men in the room. He was clean-shaven with bright green eyes and well-kept dark hair. He was very young-looking, and Cassidy took a guess that he was maybe 2, but no more than 3 years older than she was. He wore a single-breasted black wool frock with flat brass buttons. A black velvet epaulette adorned each shoulder, with shepherd's crook embroidered in silver thread decorating the center. Silver crosses decorated his collar. She could see the edge of a cream linen shirt peek from beneath the fabric. His black wool pants had a sharp crease in the front, and leather boots, so shiny they reflected the light, covered his feet. Why was he here? She nearly forgot herself when the man reached out and tapped the Reverend on his arm, then pointed towards Cassidy. Reverend Martin walked over and clasped Cassidy's hands in his own. His crepe skin felt cool from the night air.
"Oh, Cassidy, how are you faring, my child?"
he asked, patting the back of her hand. Cassidy gave a half-curtsy. "I am as well as can be expected in these troubling times, Reverend. And how are you?" She smiled, her eyes darting to the stranger and back to the minister.
"I am faring well enough, child. Every day is a blessing."
The Reverend turned to his companion.
"Allow me to introduce Mr. Devlin Kingston. Mr. Kingston, this is Miss Cassidy Blackwood. Cassidy, young Kingston is one of the new clergymen I have been sponsoring this year."
"Miss Blackwood?"
He greeted her with a curt bow.
"It is a pleasure to meet you. I've heard quite a bit about your family in the last few months. I am sorry for the loss of your mother."
"Thank you," she whispered, looking away. After a moment, she looked back at the young cleric. "I noticed the Reverend called you Mr. Kingston. You are wearing an army uniform. Don't you have a rank?" The man smiled, the corner of his lips raised in amusement.
"No, ma'am, not yet. I'm not formally commissioned until next week."
"Well, then there is still time."
"Time?"
Devlin asked. Cassidy blinked her eyes several times. "Why, time so you don't have to enlist in the military."